Okay. Our next talk is going to be about BPF as a revolutionary technology for the container landscape by Daniel Borkman. He's one of the BPF kernel maintainers. And let's start it.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the introduction. And it's really great to see so many people here that the room is fully packed. So first off, I want to start with the container landscape. It's, I guess, obvious to everyone that containers exist for a long time. But like, how do the production deployments look like? And I found a nice usage report from Systic folks where they looked into various aspects. And I picked out three points from there. One is that I found very interesting and as a trend. And one is the lifetime of a container. And we can see here that there's a continuously decreasing lifetime. Many of the containers seem to run, as you can see here on the chart, for 10 seconds or less. And that basically doubled over the last year. And that trend seems to be increasing. The other thing is how many containers are running on a, I hope you can see the numbers good here, how many containers are running on one single node. And that number also has doubled from the last year, and now it seems to be 30 as a median. And the last one, I guess it's pretty obvious, but what is the main orchestrator if you deploy containers? And that's Kubernetes. So in including, if you include OpenShift and Rancher here as well, then it's 89%. So that's quite vast majority. And as a common denominator, as a common base platform for all of this is, of course, the Linux kernel. And it has to provide all the building blocks that we know for the